life insurance. What's your excuse for putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think your work coverage is enough? There's a lot of excuses for putting off life insurance, but one big reason why you shouldn't. If the unexpected were to happen to you, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' tuition, and all the other bills? In a time of grief, the last thing you would want is for your family to have to sell the house and struggle to survive financially. At Ethos, we could get you covered in just 10 minutes, and boom, family protected. Rates can increase the longer you wait, so no more excuses. Take 10 minutes today and discover the modern way to get the life insurance coverage you need. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethoslife.com/audio. That's ethoslife.com/audio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today we are talking about mindful eating and how to get the best results when you know what you're doing. But before we do that, I want to remind you that if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up, share it, subscribe. It helps the channel grow in the most significant way. And so I thank you for that. Okay, let's talk about mindful eating, mental strength, and how important it is to plan, prepare, and follow through. I want you to do is I want you to think about right now, what makes you go off program? You know, why do you go off program and how does it make you feel when you go off program? Sometimes we just have behavior controls that we don't know how to control our behavior. Most of the time, it's that first bite that you know when you go off program. I call it that temptation bite. You know you want it because you can't have it. But once you have that first bite, you already regret it. And you think to yourself, why did I do this? Why did I have this? And then, of course, we start playing the games with ourselves and we say, all right, well, I already ate it. So I'm just going to finish it. And I'm going to start again tomorrow. Or I'm going to start again Monday, because we're giving ourselves that excuse to go off program. So what I would say to you is, first, always think about that first bite. Is it worth it? And even if you do take that first bite, don't let that first bite determine the rest of your day. Okay. Don't let that first bite, if you know you did it because it was in front of you and you couldn't resist the temptation, don't let that first bite determine whether or not you're going to go off program and start again the next day or start again Monday. No, if you had it and you say immediately to yourself, I shouldn't have done this, well, that is a definite sign that you didn't want it and you did it because you weren't strong enough with the temptation. So you're going to stop, put it aside, throw it away, and move on to a clean on-program day. Don't wait for the next day. A lot of what we talk about requires strength, mental strength, you know, more than physical strength, because mental strength is when we are able to tell ourselves we don't want that, or we want it, but we're not going to have it because we know it's not going to be good for us in the moment. We're trying to achieve a goal. We're trying to set out to do something, whether it's lose weight, whether it's to be healthier, you know, and in order to do that, you have to follow your program. And a lot of times, you know, I talk about this with the 5-hour fast or the regular signature innovation or the ketovation. Even when I bring in something like the 5-hour fast, it's not always because it's going to make you lose weight faster or any better. Most of my clients lose their weight on the innovation program. It's the signature innovation program where you have your meals and snacks, you follow it, you do amazing with it, and you lose the weight. And that's what majority of my clients are on. The 5-hour fast, a lot of times I incorporate this in for the mental strength, because sometimes when we don't feel like we have control, and you compact it into, okay, I know I can only eat in this 5 hours, mentally, it helps us stay in control. And so sometimes just even incorporating that for a week at a time and then going back to your regular innovation is going to give you that setup that you need, okay? It's going to give you that that step that you need to get back control in your life, in your diet, in your program. So that's why a lot of times that 5 hour is a great just beginning, just to get the control back. And then you go back to your innovation, because that is where you're comfortable. And that is a true life program. That 5 hour is most of the time a very temporary thing for people. It just helps them set up. Or some people do like to stay on it for longer periods of time, and that's fine too. But the key is, do what works that's going to give you the control in your day, because that's really the most important thing, okay? Giving you that control in your day means everything. You know, when you have that strength, that mental strength, and that's what keeps you on your program, that's what's going to make the biggest difference in your day, but also in your results. So, and that's what's going to keep you from taking that bite, that temptation bite, okay? And that's what we want to do. So another thing I would say is really important is the mindful eating, okay? When you're mindful about what you're doing and what you're eating, that is going to change your day. It's going to change your results. Not easy to do. You know, we tend to eat and then we think about it after. I have clients tell me all the time, I don't know why I ate that. I wasn't even thinking. And the fact that you weren't thinking and you were just eating tells you that you need to control that part of your life, that part of your program, that part of your day, because that those are the things that will just completely set you off. And we don't want that. I will tell you a great tool, and I say it all the time, the plan, prepare, and follow through. But I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it right now, because doing this is going to actually help you stay on program, do the right thing, and see the results every week. Okay. And it doesn't matter if you're doing the 5 hour, it doesn't matter if you're doing the innovation or the ketovation, it works. Okay. You write down in your day. I practice this every day. I know when I wake up what I'm doing. Okay. I write my meals that I'm going to have. I write my snacks that I'm going to have. I write what I'm going to drink, and I write it in my notes on my phone. And doing this helps me set up my day. Now, again, that's why I say it doesn't matter what times you're eating, or if you want to write your times down and you're going to have breakfast at breakfast, lunch at lunch, dinner at dinner, and your snacks at night or through the day, you can write that. I write what I plan on eating. And what I do is, as the day goes through and I have it, whether it's my water, whether it's, you know, my muffin, whatever it is, I cross it off. And this way I know, it gives me the opportunity to look at, like, okay, this is what I have left. Okay, I just had my meal and snack, so this is what I have left. And I know this now, so it helps me think about what I really want next. And when I do want to eat it, do I really want it? Because knowing it's going to cut away from my food later on. The other thing is, it helps you determine, like, okay, you're not going to forget, because you're knowing, you're going to your phone and your notes, and you're going to cross out every time that you eat what you were supposed to eat. Now, along with that, I also incorporate my exercise. So I know I'm running today. I'm working out with the boys today. I do it and I write it. And more importantly, what I write on there is what I do. I know that's how I follow my day. You know, my plan for the day is I follow what I write, because I know when I wrote that, that is what I wanted to follow. That was what was going to make me feel my best today. That was what was going to get me to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish today. And that's why I follow it no matter what. No matter what goes in my path, I do not go off that plan, because I know that at the end of the day, at night, I want to feel my best. I will do that only if I follow what's on my notes. And that's what I do. And I cross it off every time I do it. Getting into this type of behavior is a positive behavior for you to follow, because it helps you determine beforehand what you want, what you plan on accomplishing, what is important for you to accomplish. Then it shows you at the end of the day what you actually did and how important it was to you. And you know how you feel. I have clients who will text me and say, you know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do today and I feel horrible. Well, you know why you feel horrible, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But how do you change that? And the only way to change that is to get that mental strength, to be mindful of what you're doing, and to follow what you set out to follow. Because you know, in the moments that you're putting that on that paper, what you want to follow for the day, that mindset is what is going to make you feel your best. That's why you're writing it. You know, this is what's going to make me feel my best if I follow this today. The rest of the day is your mental strength. Okay. It's the mindfulness of doing what you set out to do, but it's also using your mental strength. And that's what's going to help you stay away from that temptation. Okay. So when you do that, you will see how much better you feel. More importantly, how great your results are. And that's what I want for you. Okay. So I hope this helps. I really think that, writing it down, knowing what you want, do it the night before or do it early that morning, knowing what you're eating, your exercise, your day. You can even write what you want to get accomplished at work, what you want to get accomplished in your home. Whatever it is, you write it down and you cross it off, and you know at the end of the day what you're actually accomplishing and what you're not and why, and what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good. And that's, again, very important things for your day to be successful and to be follow it the way you want to follow it and accomplish what you want to accomplish. Okay. So I hope this helps. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.